The posters were displayed on an upper gallery called the Promenade. There was a similar promenade at the Empire Theatre, which was nearly shut down at the very same time on account of alleged soliciting taking place. Similarly, the aquarium was felt to be dubious, as is attested by a letter of complaint in the London Metropolitan Archives. Some contemporary reviews mention the suitability of the aquarium as a place of entertainment for showing the posters, since one could glance down from the exhibition on the promenade to the floor show below. The numerous reviews of the exhibition discuss it in terms similar to those we would use today. Charest, the father of the poster, is singled out, both by number of exhibits and by seniority, by almost every reviewer. Their comments remain apposite over a century later. On the 24th of October, 1894, the Daily Telegraph wrote, "In delicacy of touch and strength of colour, nothing can compare with the daring productions of Charest, which bring back so many reminiscences of Paris." Charest appears, however, to have created a Paris of his own, a shade naughtier and more alluring than the city of pleasure actually is. Its various charms he freely illustrates is rather imaginative vein. For no one supposes that such diaphanously clad damsels as Charest's are to be seen upon the boulevards, or that a rainbow is generally considered sufficient costume in Paris for a young person whose business in life is to publish the merits of a new pastel, lampshade, or pill.